I'm trying to take in about 250 calories an hour, like approximately.
Welcome to the La Ruta series on Spartan Up Podcast with host Roy Wallach.
Hi, my name is Roy Wallach. I'm the author of Bike for Life, How to Ride to 100. On today's podcast, we're going to talk with one of the great champions of La Ruta, Louise Coben. We'll talk about her diet, which will be particularly appropriate because she is a physical therapist, so she has a lot to say on that issue.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Gone Rogue High Protein Chips. Visit Amazon or GoneRogueSnacks.com and use the promo code Spartan25 to get 25% off.
Talk about diet. What do you eat on the bike? It seems like I found that I got to really power that food in, even when I don't want to eat, because I'm so, you don't realize that you've been, burning up so many calories. How do you, at your speed, get all those calories in?
It's hard. I have a problem with hypoglycemia, so I am very aware of, I keep looking at my watch or my computer to see how much I need to eat, and I'm trying to take in about 250 calories an hour, like approximately, but I'm trying to put something in my system like every 10 to 15 minutes.
So what would that something be?
I used a lot of sustained energy from Hammer because you can put about 500 to 600 calories in a bottle, and then I can carry extra powder in a little baggie with me that I could mix up really quick at the aid stations.
Oh, okay.
I spent some time figuring out my diet, actually. It's been not easy.
Okay, so you would do that Hammer Nutrition stuff how often?
If it was sustained energy, I would take a big sip every 10 minutes.
All right. And on the way to 250 calories an hour.
Approximately, yes.
What about solid food?
I didn't really.
Your body needs solid food.
Yeah, I didn't really have much solid food. Maybe a banana or something like that, or half a banana.
Just something you picked up from an aid station?
From the aid station, yeah. The other thing that I do Thermotabs, which is a salt supplement, because especially I didn't feel like a lot of the Endurolites and was enough sodium for me. I kept cramping, so definitely extra salt.
So that was just almost pure salt.
Yes. Yeah, I had a little Tic Tac box in my pocket where I put my, maybe ibuprofen and salt tablets.
Okay. What about recovery after the day one and day two? What was your plan, your strategy?
I tried to immediately after I finished, sometimes I would carry it with me, a replacement drink, like the powder in my pocket, just because I know a lot of times it will take an hour or so to get to your bag, your equipment. So I would try to carry it with me so that I could drink it immediately after I finished, whatever replacement drink
as you cross the finish line almost.
Pretty much. Because I knew I needed to get those calories, protein and carbs in me. And then I would eat whatever they, provided at the race afterwards.
So that's the famous carb or protein window, whatever it's called, that you got to fill within 30 minutes of your event.
Right.
Or else the window closes.
Right. And especially when you're going to race multiple days, if it's a one day race, maybe it's not so important because you can refuel for a few days, but you needed to, get all your, fill up all those stores for the next day.
And then take me through dinner. How's your dinner go?
There's a lot of rice and beans there. For breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
What about protein? Well, you get some from the beans, right?
Yeah, you get some protein from the beans. It's maybe not ideal when you're racing at any race. I'm sure it's gotten a lot better now, but it's It was a lot of rice and beans. I think they had chicken sometimes. I think that's changed throughout the years, though.
Were you powering in twice as much food at dinner as you would normally?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You just try to eat kind of constantly from the time you get off the bike till you go to bed, and then again the next morning.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Roy.
Time and great to see you again.
You too.
Say hi to Eric for me.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Thanks, Roy. Okay.
See ya. Bye. Bye-bye.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Gone Rogue High Protein Chips. Visit Amazon or GoneRogueSnacks.com and use the promo code Spartan25 to get 25% off.